No recording. Annabel Ewing, SNP Scottish Government Minister for Youth and Women's Employment. Today I had the great pleasure of visiting the Mears Group in Coatbridge to announce a funding package of in-work support. And that is to help those young people who need a wee bit more help in getting into to work, and to help with things like equipment, or perhaps mentoring in the workplace, or perhaps training to travel independently. And what we're looking to do is to help those young people who need a bit more help, like our young disabled people, or perhaps those who have caring responsibilities, or care leavers, or perhaps even young offenders. So what we're looking to do is to do all we can to make it possible for all young people to access work and to get the bit of help that they need to sustain a job and to make their career. Well, what we have seen is working together very closely with the third sector, who will be helping to deliver this in-work support package for those young people who need a wee bit more help accessing the workplace, is that there's certainly always more that you can try to do to help those who face extra barriers to get into work. And we are certainly delighted today to announce this funding for the in-work support package. And I'm sure that there are many young people who will benefit as we see the rollout of this in-work support package over the weeks and months ahead. What we in the Scottish Government recognise is that, firstly, every young person deserves a chance, and that is what we are working to ensure. We're working closely with others in the third sector, in the private and public sectors, with training advisors, with the Skills Development Scotland and all other agencies, working collaboratively together to ensure that all young people, whatever disadvantages they may suffer, have the opportunity to make their way in the world of work. Because all young people want that opportunity, and when they get it, they seize it with both hands. So our job in government is to do all we can to make it easier for those young people who have perhaps extra issues and extra barriers to face, to ensure that they too can access the world of work. And we're working across all policy areas to make sure that young people, for example, who may have a disability, have the same access to work as anybody else. And we're very happy today to announce this in-work support package, which will allow third sector organisations to help those young people with certain additional barriers to face, to help them access work and sustain their job. And that is what I'm very, very pleased to announce on the part of the Scottish Government today. Well, what we want to see concretely on the ground is this very practical level of help that is envisaged by the in-work support package announced today to be provided by our excellent third sector organisations, is to see concretely young individuals who are seeking to access work being helped in whatever way is appropriate to them, to ensure that they have the same access as everybody else to the workplace, and that they can, when there, sustain their full-time or part-time opportunity. And that is what we are seeking to do with this package, which will provide practical support, for example, in terms of providing workfare outfits and equipment if that is needed, or providing help with travelling, for example, independently to work, or providing mentoring in the workplace. So any practical, tangible step that we can facilitate to help our young people access work, those who particularly suffer extra barriers, we are determined to take. I think that's fine. Thank you. Okay. So I pause it. Yep.